Mike Tagubin. Hello, friend, and greetings once again in the wonderful, precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. Oh yes, beloved, it is so good to taste and see that the Lord is good, and how wonderful it is to know the true and the living God. This is Bob Griggs, and we're continuing in our study of new birth blessings. And oh, how many bountiful blessings there are that are ours through receiving Jesus Christ as our Savior and inviting Him into our life. We're discussing presently the blessing of eternal life and what that eternal life entails, the many wonderful truths, the many wonderful blessings that are opened up to us through eternal life. As we've been reading here in Romans chapter 5, verse 17, for if by one man's offense death reigned by one. You remember that speaking about Adam and his leading the human race into sin. Much more, and here's the much more of eternal life, beloved, much more they which receive abundance of grace. Oh, and we have received abundance of grace through our Lord Jesus Christ, and of the gift of righteousness, that gift of righteousness which is ours through faith in Jesus. He declares us righteous. He imputes His righteousness into us. He justifies us. Remember, man is a triune being, and it's in our spirit that this transaction takes place. It's in our spirit that we are born again by the Holy Spirit of God. Remember again, John 3:6, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit of God, is spirit, the spiritual part of man. That's the part of man that's born again. And thus it's in this part of man that the Holy Spirit moves in to indwell, and thus our body becomes the temple or the dwelling place of the Holy Spirit, as 1 Corinthians 6:19-20 points out. And thus we see much more, beloved, how much more are the blessings that come through eternal life. Much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one Jesus Christ. Yes, beloved, we are to rule and reign now in our own life. We're to bring our old flesh into subjection to the obedience of Christ. We have victory through the indwelling Holy Spirit. Yes, we're given that gift of the Holy Spirit. And we read here in Romans chapter 8 and verse 26, likewise the Spirit, speaking of the Holy Spirit, also helpeth our infirmities. Oh, He does, beloved. The Holy Spirit empowers the child of God to walk in victory over the world system, over the flesh with its indwelling sin, over Satan and his demonic forces. That's why we read in First John chapter 4, verse 4, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. It's the Holy Spirit of God who empowers the child of God and enables the child of God to walk in victory and to overcome and to say no to sin, no to lust, no to temptation. No, I will not yield to these allurements of the world system, of the flesh with indwelling sin, of Satan and his demonic forces, because greater is the Holy Spirit of God who is in me to empower and strengthen and enable me to say no to sin and yes to righteousness. Oh, beloved, how wonderful it is to know Jesus, to be indwelt by the Holy Spirit, to have this gift of eternal life and this life of victory that is now mine through the Holy Spirit of God and His indwelling presence. And so that's why we read here in Romans 6:18, being then made free from sin. And it's in our spirit that we have been made free from sin. And from the heart, when we obeyed, free from sin, beloved, being then made free from sin, ye became the servants of righteousness. That's who we are, beloved. That's our true identity. We're truly servants of righteousness. We're servants of God. We belong to the living Christ. We're His property to do with, in, and through whatever He desires to do. And, oh, beloved, don't fight against it. Don't struggle against the Holy Spirit when He's leading you to do something that is to the glory of God. Don't fight against it. Don't allow the devil to whisper his lies to you and tell you if you witness to that neighbor, you're going to make a fool out of yourself. They're going to laugh at you. Beloved, suppose they do laugh at you. You've given them the truth. And someday at the great white throne, they'll not be able to point an accusing finger in your direction and say, you didn't tell me about Jesus. You didn't warn me about the judgment to come. You didn't give me that opportunity to know Christ as Savior. Oh, beloved, when we are prompted by the Holy Spirit of God. Now remember, there's a difference between being a witness in the energy of the flesh and in the power of the Holy Spirit of God. It's when the Holy Spirit prompts us to be that witness, that testimony, that He is preparing the heart of that individual to listen to us, and we're sowing seed in that individual's life. And whether it brings forth fruit at that time or not, they're hearing what we're telling them, and there's seed being implanted in their minds concerning truth, that the Holy Spirit of God may someday open up their mind and remind them of it and draw them to Jesus Christ as Savior. Because, beloved, we can't produce the fruit. All we can do is sow the seed. It's up to the Holy Spirit to bring about salvation. It's all of God. It's none of us. I can't save anyone. You can't save anyone. But we can be a tool or a vessel or an instrument through which the Holy Spirit of God can work to sow the seed of truth in the hearts of the lost and dying, to show them the way of salvation, to let them know we love them and we care for them and we desire God's best for them and we want them to know the forgiveness of sin and the peace of God and the joy that comes through receiving Jesus as their Savior. So, beloved, it's our privilege to be used of God in that way. So we're free from sin in our spirit. And thus, remember, in our flesh there dwells no good thing. And remember that, Romans chapter 7 and verse 18, for I know that is in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. You see, sin indwells this fleshly body. That's what he goes on to say. In verse 23, for I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind, and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members. Where's that law of sin? It's at working in the members of my body, this old body. And that's what he said in verse 18, for I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. There's no good thing in this flesh, beloved. And again, that's why this flesh is going to die. And so we can reign in life now. We can live victoriously now. We can walk in the power of the Holy Spirit and the anointing of the Lord Jesus now, to say no to sin, and to turn our eyes away from that which is evil, to turn our thoughts away from that which is impure, to think upon whatsoever things are true, honest, just, pure, lovely, of good report, virtuous, and worthy of praise. As Paul told the church at Philippi, as he was closing their letter there, think on these things, Paul said. And, oh, beloved, if we think right, then it will motivate us toward doing what's right. And so we can live and reign in life both now and in the future, beloved. In the future, we will rule and reign in the kingdom age with Jesus Christ. Let me read to you Revelation chapter 6. Revelation chapter 6, I believe it is. Let me see. No, it's chapter 5. Revelation chapter 5 and verse 10. Revelation chapter 5 and verse 10. Now, John, you remember, is in heaven. He's beholding glorious and amazing things. The Lord has caught him up. Verse 1 of chapter 4, after this I looked, and behold, a door was open in heaven. The first voice I heard was as it were of a trumpet talking with me, which said, come up hither, and I will show thee things which must be hereafter. And so the Apostle John, in the body or out of the body, I do not know, was caught up into the presence of God and shown amazing revelations of truth, which is what the book of Revelation is about, concerning the revelation of Jesus Christ. Now, we're going to have to stop, but we'll pick up here next time. Till then, goodbye.